This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 302nd Prithivi Jayanti being observed across the country today. Nepal Rashtra Bank's data shows inflation based on consumer price index remains at 4.95% during last 5 months, and US and UK strike Houthi fighters in Yemen amid Red Sea attacks. Now, the news in detail. The 302nd Prithivi Jayanti is being observed across the country today. The day is also being observed as National Unity Day and a public holiday. Prithivi Narayan Shah, the king of a princely state named Gorkha, had united princely states and created modern Nepal. He sat on the throne of Gorkha at the age of 20. Though wars that lasted about 3 decades, he amalgamated ever-fighting states and made them part of Nepal and when the British Empire was making inroads into India. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of Prithivi Jayanti and National Unity Day today, President Ramchandra Powdel reminded that the divine speeches are guidelines on national economy, patriotism, diplomacy and foreign relations. President Powdel paid tribute to Prithivi Narayan Shah, the founder of modern Nepal, and extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers living in the country and abroad. Likewise, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has also wished for Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of National Unity Day. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has directed stakeholders to ensure that patients coming to Bir Hospital will have no complaints about its services. During the meeting with office bearers of the National Academy of Medical Sciences yesterday, Prime Minister Prachanda said the services at Bir Hospital should also be affordable and of quality as the hospital bears the health image of the country. According to Prime Minister's private secretariat, Prime Minister Prachanda stated that the government was making efforts to provide the means and resources demanded by the hospitals. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Shakti Bahadur Basnet says only surplus power will be exported to India. During a meeting of the National Concern and Coordination Committee under the National Assembly yesterday, Minister Basnet stated that Nepal and India had signed agreement on export of 10,000 megawatts electricity from Nepal to India in 10 years and for which infrastructures were being prepared. Energy Minister Basnet further said a credible base for production of 28,500 megawatts power in 12 years has been created. Minister Basnet insisted that power trade agreement was made by keeping national interest in center. Nepal Rashtra Bank has published the current economic and financial situation of the country based on 5 months of data of the current fiscal year. According to the data of 5 months, the inflation based on consumer price index on annual point basis is 4.95%. Likewise, gross foreign exchange reserve has increased by 14.8% to 1.76 trillion rupees in mid-December 2023. The foreign exchange reserve of the banking sector is sufficient to cover the prospective merchandise imports for 14.1 months. District Court Sarlahi has ordered to keep rape and murder accused Ram Bahadur Bamjan in custody. Justice Vishnu Prasad Rekmi issued an order yesterday to keep Bamjan in custody. With this order, Bamjan has been sent to Mahottari District Prison. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Thanaraj Gurung has called for reaching a consensus on the bill related to transitional justice. Speaking at a meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, Law Minister Gurung said an alternative procedure would be followed to take the bill to conclusion if consensus was not reached among stakeholders. The meeting initiated discussions with a focus on seeking a consensus to advance the bill. The joint meeting of the Nepal-India security officials has decided to enforce the law on both sides in the border area and exchange information to control all types of illegal activities. Chief District Officer of Rupandehi said the joint meeting held in Rupandehi yesterday decided to enforce all kinds of laws and exchange information to control criminal activities including smuggling, drug trafficking and human trafficking in the border area. Chairperson of the Irish Upper House, Jerry Buttimer, has paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Powdil. During the meeting held at Sital Nivas yesterday, President Powdil stressed the need for collaborating on the matters of mutual interest in the bilateral, regional and multilateral areas, strengthening the relations between Nepal and Ireland. The National Examinations Board, NEB, has urged the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the Federal Parliament to continue with the existing system of Secondary Education Examination, SEE. In its feedback to the School Education Bill 2080, the board chairman, Dr. Mahasram Sharma, suggested that the existing SEE should be continued, but keeping it under the jurisdiction of the provincial government. Sharma argued that taking examinations in grade 12 directly after grade 8 was not appropriate, as proposed in the bill, adding that external examinations should be conducted in every 2 years. Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has suspended former national team captain Sandeep Lamichhane after the Kathmandu District Court sentenced him 8 years of imprisonment in a rape case. Issuing a press release yesterday, CAN chairperson Chatur Bahadur Chand said Sandeep has been suspended from national and international matches as the Kathmandu District Court had already declared him guilty in a rape case. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. US and UK naval forces in the Red Sea have launched air strikes against Houthi rebels' targets across Yemen. US officials say warship launched Tomahawk cruise missiles and fighter jets hit more than 12 sites, including the capital Sana'a and Hodeidah, the Houthi Red Sea port stronghold. The strikes are in response to repeated attacks by the Iran-backed group on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The Houthi, who back Hamas, claim to be targeting ships linked to Israel. U.S. officials said the Houthi targets in Yemen included logistical hubs, air defense systems, and arms depots. U.S. President Joe Biden, quoted by Reuters news agency, said U.S. and U.K. military had successfully launched strikes against Houthi targets with support from Australia, Bahrain, Canada, and the Netherlands. These are the first such actions by the U.S. military in the Red Sea since the Houthi drone and missile attacks on shipping began in November. A state of emergency has been declared in Papua New Guinea's capital after at least 15 people were killed in rioting. Shops and cars were torched and supermarkets looted after police went on strike on Wednesday over a pay cut that the authorities say was a mistake. The unrest follows wider tensions in the Pacific Island nation over rising cost and high unemployment. Port Moresby General Hospital confirmed 8 deaths in the capital, while other 7 people were reported to have died in the city of Leh, the second largest city. The unrest was triggered after police and other public servants staged a protest outside Parliament on Wednesday after discovering that their wages has been reduced up by 50% in their latest paychecks. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 5.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 17.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The 302nd Prithivi Jayanti being observed across the country today. Nepal Rashtra Bank's data shows inflation based on consumer price index remains at 4.95% during last 5 months, and US and UK strike Houthi fighters in Yemen amid Red Sea attacks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.